Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Hey,
kind of busy.
What's that?
Kind of busy.
Are you busy?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, hey, got this for you. You've got one of these before?
No, I haven't.
It's a Ten Commandment coin. So, familiar with the commandments at all?
Somewhat.
All right, awesome. Would you consider yourself to be a good person?
Yeah, pretty good.
Great. You seem to be a good person to me. I mean, you're here talking to me and smiling. I bet you're above average from a human standpoint. There's a good person test, and the first question is, have you ever told a lie? Okay, so now we're going to cut here because we've made the transition from the, hi, how are you doing? Okay, so now John is a trained police officer and served for how long?
4 years.
4 years. So you're familiar with this concept of...
Verbal judo, yes.
Verbal judo, okay.
Yes.
So now, as we made this introduction, I gave the coin, asked how he's doing, gave the coin. What kind of observations from a verbal judo standpoint, the good and the bad?
Okay, well, first of all, the way you're positioned with each other, I know there's a chair here for the recording device, but other than that, you're facing each other, you're not putting any barriers between you, so it gives a more warmer, open feel to someone. It may make them feel more comfortable or a little bit less if they're not a social person. But all of that depends on how you read the person. Reading a person is critical to being able to do things like verbal judo. Because it's not so much as, what you say is important, but how they're receiving it as well. You have to watch for their feedback. If they do take a little bit back, you know, you're a little bit too close. Give them some space. Let them calm down, you know. But if they seem open and receptive, if they're, you know, you can even get where you can touch their arm if they're that comfortable.
In Asian settings,
I wouldn't suggest that unless you can tell that they're okay with it. If you're moving towards them and they're backing away, don't touch them, you know. But if you can build the rapport where you can touch them, then you've made leaps and bounds for anything you do later on.
Shows that they trust you.
They trust you.
And then that also, you're saying, will kind of open up later, will have a benefit later if you touch them, then that helps.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I wouldn't try it right away.
Because I normally, in witnessing them, I normally won't touch them. When we pray afterward, I'll say, may I, you know, if we're going to pray, may I touch you to get their permission.
Right.
But normally in a setting like this, I wouldn't unless you think that there could be some benefit to making a little bit of contact.
Well, on your initial contact with a person, you wouldn't want to try that. Not until you know, you've introduced yourself. If they seem like they're comfortable, you know, you could try bring down their defenses, because everybody builds up barriers. If you tell a joke and you're talking with them, you know, and you do the little, you know, that's really funny, where you just real light touch on the shoulder, you know.
And they respond okay.
And if they respond okay.
Because I've noticed, yeah, with myself, if someone's kind of touched me a little bit, and I'm kind of like, this is kind of odd, but it's also kind of made me feel comfortable.
Right. But you wouldn't want to walk up to a person right away and do that.
No doubt. Now, let's back up a little bit to, he said he's kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't let that detract me, because I was going to see, you know, I didn't want to ask, well, do you have a few minutes? Because he's already said he's busy, so he probably doesn't. So I was going to kind of feel it out, go forward anyway. It kind of took me back. I didn't expect you to say that. So this is not totally staged. But I was going to kind of move forward and see if he might decide that he's got enough time to talk with me. So, but is there something else you've observed, or you want to talk about that one?
Well, you continue to move forward with it, and that's a good thing, because if you kind of hinder yourself by saying, okay, well, he's busy, I don't know if I really want to bother him, mm-hmm. it's trying to break past that.
And if I were to kind of step back, then he probably would have stepped back too. It's like, oh, you're busy, and they'd be like, yeah, I'm busy.
Right.
And it would have reinforced that he doesn't have time to talk to me.
Right, and any normal person will say, well, I'm kind of busy. I don't know you. I don't really want to talk to you. And it's, you understand that they have a busy schedule, but they're going to give you that answer anyway. Most people will.
Yeah, what I found like with college students here, it's finals time, everyone's busy. It's like, oh, I'm busy. It's like, really? What are you doing? And they'll tell us 15 minutes. They'll tell me how busy they are, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's typically the way it goes.
All right, well, good. Let's go ahead and move on, and if anything comes back about the beginning of the conversation, we can go backwards. Okay, so...